I'm a third generation farmer from Byerduck in southwest Victoria. The farm is 950 hectares. We currently run 6,400 crossbred ewes in a prime lamb operation.
How would you describe what Campylobacter does?
Campylobacter is an aborting, makes the fetus of the lamb abort from the ewe at any stage from very early on in lambing to up to 3 weeks prior to lambing.
Is it something that can be detected in advance, or is it generally when it's diagnosed it's kind of too late?
It can't be detected early. Once you've got it, you can't do anything about it. Once you've got it, you unfortunately got to let it find its way. Once the ewe has had Campylobacter, she will never get it again.
I understand that about 4 years ago you had an experience on your farm with Campylobacter. What happened?
We scanned all the ewes. We were changing from a cropping enterprise to a sheep, wholly and solely sheep enterprise. So we were buying ewes and trying to breed our numbers up. And then we scanned all the ewes. We put the ewes into containment pens so we can create a feed wedge for the ewes to lamb on. And then while my father was feeding the ewes in the containment lamb that day and found one fetus on the ground, I went back 3 days later and there was 20 fetuses. And 3 days later there was 150 fetuses, and then the story goes on. So it was pretty traumatic. And then as we got to the, we rang our vet, he came and diagnosed the disease, put them into their lambing paddocks, and that's when the disaster got even worse.
What happened?
It was pretty hard to see twins being born 3 weeks prem, and they can live for about half an hour, and they just don't have the strength to get up and have a drink, so they just unfortunately pass away. We scanned 155% that year, and we marked about 70%, so it pretty well destroyed our lambing operation.
How many head of stock were that?
So we had, at that current time, we were only lambing down about 5,000 ewes, so it was a fair proportion of our ewe operation. In the end, I would say that 70% of the flock was infected by the disease.
How hard was that for you?
Oh, it's pretty hard as a young farmer. I'm only 28 years of age, and it was pretty hard to sucker that in as you're trying to build your operation bigger and better, and those sort of things kick you in the guts. And when the bank asks where's the money, and as it cost us $200,000 in return, it was a pretty substantial hit to our business.
So since this happened 4 years ago, what management practices have you been putting into place since then?
So now on, we vaccinate every ewe we purchase, every ewe lamb we breed, two vaccines the first year. Once they've been vaccinated the first year, we don't have to vaccinate them after that. So we normally, as I said, we purchase every ewe we purchase, or any lamb we buy in is all vaccinated. We just can't take the risk anymore.
So what advice would you give other other growers?
I just think if you can, the old story that the foxes take the lambs, I think it's a bit of a myth. So I think if your lambing percentage is down, do a bit more homework than blame the fox. And, just really weigh the lambs too. If they're very small, weigh them, have a look at them. Don't just think that, oh, the cold weather's got it, do a bit more homework. If they weren't in the containment pens, we would never have discovered it. We would have just, because they're so small that the crow or eagle or whatever would take the fetus pretty quickly. It was only the fact that we were driving in there every day feeding them was the way we found it. So if you just scan the ewes and put the ewes back in the paddock, you may never pick it up.